Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every older preacher like Paul would be wonderfully blessed if he had a young fellow laborer like Timothy. The bond between these two outstanding servants of the Lord should serve as a model among preachers in our day. Timothy was young enough to go to places where Paul had been, and then to furnish reports for Paul on the status of the churches and of individuals Paul had known in various cities. Few, if any man, young or old, received such complimentary remarks from the Apostle Paul. Timothy and Paul were like son and father. In fact, Paul refers to Timothy as my son in the faith. 1 Timothy 1:2. He charged Timothy, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 2:1. There were a number of preachers who worked with Paul, but he had no man like-minded who would naturally care for the state of the Philippians. Paul may not have been arguing that there were no other faithful preachers he could send to Philippi, but that they were either already occupied or they were not of the devotion which characterized Timothy. Whatever the case, Paul was totally confident of Timothy. He knew his young fellow soldier would be faithful in carrying out whatever work was assigned to him. Paul assured the Philippians that Timothy would naturally care for their state. Philippians 2:20. The word naturally means sincerely, truly. A similar Greek word is translated sincerity, 2 Corinthians 8:8, and true, Philippians 4:3. How desperately Paul wanted to hear about the spiritual condition of the Philippians, and to have someone provide the encouragement and support they needed. Who better than Timothy to achieve those goals? Paul knew Timothy would naturally care for their state. The word care can have several different meanings. For example, sometimes the word means worry, anxiety. Peter used the word in this verse, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." 1 Peter 5:7. But the word in our text cannot mean that kind of care. It would be contrary to what Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Philippians 4:6. Paul would certainly not contradict himself in the same letter. He was arguing that we ought not to worry. So the word worry is not a good synonym of the word care in Philippians 2:20. There is a difference, dear friends, between legitimate concern and anxiety or worry. If you want to know of some of Paul's deep concerns for the church at Philippi, read the entire Philippian letter carefully. Among the problems at Philippi was a schism between two women in the congregation. And how do I know they were women? Paul uses two women's names. "I beseech Euodias, and I beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord." Philippians 4:2. I do not know who these women were, or what had caused the rift between them. But Paul pleaded with these women to be of the same mind. If they were already of the same mind, he would not have needed to tell them to be united. The world, in many ways in Bible times, was as unsettled and troubled as it is in many parts of our world. Violence, immorality, rebellion, insurrection, and other evils proliferated in the Roman Empire. Paul knew the dangers these evils presented to the church. He also knew of the false doctrines which were circulating throughout the world. He wanted Timothy to strengthen and stabilize the Philippian church and to provide him with knowledge of what was occurring at Philippi. According to his own words, he could not have chosen a better man than Timothy for that work. We need a world full of Timothys in our day. We thank you for listening.